hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
A private report on job creation finds American businesses finding the need for new employees, it appears. Payroll processor ADP reporting that 190,000 non-farm jobs were added to the private sector in November. The biggest gains were in education and health care, followed by professional and business services. Then came manufacturing. Mid-sized companies adding the most jobs, 99,000. Small business payroll.
Results may vary.
The U.S. Supreme Court's allowing the enforcement of President Trump's so-called travel ban.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, handyman extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Welcome back to HuntingChamberRadio.com. This is Big C, and as I had mentioned during our show earlier this morning, we had a special announcement that was made by Mr. Jack Cuss Jr. with regard to an aspect and an improvement that will be taking place with having to do with the redevelopment project in Flemington. As you know, the redevelopment project has been underway and a lot of planning has been going on. And the announcement today hinges on the aspect of the plan that suggested there would be a college amidst us in Flemington. Well, that college is one step closer. Mr. Jack Cust had made an arrangement with Georgian Court, which is based in Lakewood, New Jersey. And Georgian Court is interested in bringing a satellite part of their college to Flemington as part of expanding their offerings. And discussion of where that college was going to be in the plan, that was already decided. So it's just a matter of who and what's going to be inside that. So very exciting stuff. We have the entire press conference here. And without further ado, I'm going to play that for you. So stay tuned for the press conference that took place at 10:30 this morning at the Chamber of Commerce on 119 Main Street.
Well, good morning, everyone. My name is Chris Phelan, and I'm the president of the Hunter County Chamber of Commerce. And on behalf of our board of directors and our membership, I just want to welcome everyone to this, our recently established new home of the Hunter County Chamber of Commerce. This is truly an exciting day, not only for Hunter County, for the business community, for the borough of Flemington, as we turn another chapter forward in the revitalization of our county seat. The Chamber took a risk when we purchased this historic large house last year and began the extensive restoration that's still underway. But like any good business decision, it was a well-calculated investment in the future of our communities here in Hunterdon. Our goal, ultimately, which is the creation of the Center of Business and Entrepreneurship, which goes online in the rear annex in 2018, will be another exciting investment towards a prosperous future for all. Today's announcement, which complements the vision of Courthouse Square, is another step in the right direction for the future viability of not only Flemington, the entire county of Hunterdon, and our region on the whole. I'd like to welcome Dr. Narbach here to Flemington and Hunterdon County today. We'd also like to welcome Freeholder Director John Lanza and Mayor Phil Greiner. This time, please join me that the Chamber of Commerce will continue to partner and support the Courthouse Square project, and join me in welcoming Jack Cust of Courthouse Square.
Thank you, Chris. Good morning and welcome, everyone. This is a very exciting day. Several years ago, our Freeholders commissioned a comprehensive economic development study for Huntington County. This report, also known as SEDS, highlighted some of the needed initiatives for our county. In this report, it recommended a need for a formidable mixed-use center, town center, that would also serve to protect our open space. It highlighted the need for Huntington County to have its own four-year higher education institution, as we are the only county in New Jersey without higher education. It specifically pointed to the need to revitalize Main Street, Flemington, and the Union Hotel, as that area is the centerpiece of our county seat in Flemington. These initiatives were the driving force behind the creation of Courthouse Square. Courthouse Square is a beautifully planned mixed-use town center designed by the well-known firm of Minow & Wasso out of Lambertville, New Jersey, and is comprised of a 100-room hotel, 222 residential units, and 32,000 square feet of retail and restaurant space. The two most significant structures, the Union Hotel and the Huntington County Bank Building, will be preserved in place with their exteriors intact. The interiors of the building will be completely remodeled. The four-story Union Hotel will have 10 beautiful new suites on the top two floors, meetings and conference rooms on the second floor, and a new restaurant and lobby on the first floor. This fabulous town center will also be anchored at one end by the historic and famous Huntington County Courthouse, and at the opposite end by a beautiful new 45,000 square foot medical and education building. It is with great pleasure and an honor to announce this morning that Georgian Court University has selected Huntington County and Flemington's Courthouse Square to expand their great university into our region and has signed a letter of intent to occupy up to 30,000 square feet in Courthouse Square. Georgian Court University is one of New Jersey's leading universities, and I want to thank Dr. Joseph Marbach and his Board of Trustees for their commitment to our community. Before I introduce Dr. Marbach, I want to take this opportunity to thank the many stakeholders that are here today. Their collaboration and support have been instrumental to making this day a reality. First, the Huntington County Freeholders, who have adopted a formal resolution endorsing and supporting Courthouse Square. Our freeholders are doing a fabulous job of overseeing and steering our county's future. I also want to thank the Huntington Medical Center, led by Bob Wise, its president, and his ongoing commitment to provide great health care system to Huntington County and expanding into downtown Flemington. Bob is collaborating with Georgian Court to provide advanced degrees in nursing and health care. I also want to acknowledge and thank the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce. Chris Phelan and his board have publicly advocated their support for Courthouse Square, and we thank them for their significant time and dedication to this project. Last but not least, I want to thank Flemington Mayor Phil Greiner and the Borough Council for their vision to be receptive to new ideas and to have the courage to look to the future while balancing the respect for our history. Their leadership has been instrumental. The collective support of all of these individuals were tremendously important to this endeavor. I would now like to introduce Dr. Joseph Marbach, who will share more on his thoughts and plans. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Jack. And I want to thank the communities of Hunterdon and Flemington for welcoming us in such a great way. It's our pleasure to help come and serve the needs of Hunterdon County. For those who aren't familiar with Georgian Court University, we were founded in 1908 by the Sisters of Mercy, originally in Wachung, like down the road, not too far, and relocated in 1923 to Lakewood, New Jersey. As part of our Mercy heritage, our mission is to serve the underserved. Usually this means economically underserved. But Hunterton and Flemington offer us a great opportunity to serve those who are geographically underserved. In many ways, Hunterton County represents an education desert. We've often heard of food deserts in urban cities. Hunterton is an education desert. And Georgian Court is happy and pleased to help fulfill the needs of this county and this community. We're also engaged in expanding our outreach throughout central and southern New Jersey. In many ways, Georgian Court University is central and southern New Jersey's only Catholic university. Part of our outreach includes efforts to expand Catholic higher education to our high school partners. And so last year we signed an agreement with Immaculata High School in this region to guarantee their students automatic admission and specialized scholarships if they attend Georgian Court University. We hope to expand that through our efforts and our presence here in Hunterton. We know that today's students require convenience. And part of the opportunity that Flemington offers us is the ability to provide transfer students and adult learners a convenient location to complete their education. This will include traditional classes, but also hybrid classes, where students take courses every couple of weeks, they do work online, and then meet with their instructors. We think the partnership that we're developing with the Courthouse Group will enable us to find that perfect location where we'll meet the needs of the residents of Hunterton County and Flemington in particular. The programs that we'll be offering will be market-driven. As Jack mentioned, we've been in conversations with Hunterton Medical Center to talk about their needs and how they can service the needs of the community. We're looking at health sciences and programs such as population health, patient navigator. We're looking at how we can expand nursing education and grow on the programs that Hunterton has with Raritan Valley Community College and offer an RN to BSN degree program. We're also in discussion with Raritan Valley about that degree completion program and how their students, particularly the Hunterton County students who attend Raritan Valley, will be able to complete a bachelor's degree here in Flemington in a timely fashion at a discounted, affordable price. Part of our mission is to provide affordable, accessible education to the residents of central and southern New Jersey. And we believe this location offers us a great opportunity to expand the Georgian Court footprint. Finally, I do want to take a moment to talk about Georgian Court's history at preserving New Jersey's heritage. Georgian Court sits on the picturesque former estate of George J. Gould. The 156 acres include an arboretum that has been nationally recognized and architecture that stems back to 1898. The area is a National Historic Landmark, and Georgian Court has taken steps to repurpose those buildings so that they're not only preserved in their exterior and interior, but also serve the needs of new generations. We are just pleased, as I cannot express how pleased Georgian Court is at the welcome we've gotten here and how we think we can help make a difference as Hunterton County transforms itself, and Georgian Court is pleased to be a partner. So, Jack, thank you very much for this opportunity. We appreciate it.
I think you can see this is a very exciting day as we welcome Georgian Court and Dr. Marbach into our community. And we're very, very excited for this. And we're going to have a couple more speakers. First, I'm going to have John Lanza say a few words, our freeholder. And John is the perfect person because he's also an Immaculata graduate.
Thank you so much, Jack. First, I didn't really know why he wanted me to speak, whether it was because I was a freeholder or because I was socially promoted through three Catholic schools. So thank you very much for the kind words. And I also would be remiss if I did not call to your attention. We have two other members of the Freeholder Board here, Suzanne Legay and John King, my colleagues. We are in full support of this project. And thanks to the vision of Jack Cust and his partners, we have Georgian Court University welcomed. Hunterdon County has been devoid of any sort of higher education for as long as I can remember. We're in that desert, right? We're getting out of the desert. What this represents is an infusion of life, vitality, and youth into our county seat, whereas we've seen this town decay slowly over the years. And this represents a new beginning and a new birth for our county. And I could not be more thrilled to be here, standing here, on the day that we welcome Georgian Court University to Flemington. And also wanted to thank Mayor Greiner and the council for your courage in getting all this together, getting this through. We all know that Hunterdon County is a great place to live. Now it's a great place to learn. What we have done in this county is we raise our kids. It's the safest place to live. It's the best place to educate them, K through 12. They're in the best schools, and then we send them away. We don't want that. We want people to want to stay here. And they can stay here now that Georgian Court is going to be here in our county seat. So I couldn't be more thrilled to be part of this and to say welcome and thank you. And you have the full support of the County Freeholder Board for this project and bringing higher education into Flemington. Thank you.
Our final speaker, last but not least, Mayor Phil Greiner, who spearheaded this. Thank you, Phil.
Good morning. I would like to also acknowledge my council colleagues, Brian Swingle and John Gorman, who are here. I don't see the others, but I appreciate their help and the council's in moving this along. Dr. Marbach, welcome to Flemington.
Thank you.
This is a great day for Flemington, as everyone has said so far, so I don't need to keep saying why it is. This college is the leading edge now of a project that promises to transform Flemington and move it forward while retaining its history and the appeal that we all know that it has. Now, some of you have heard me make the case for why we need development. Some of you have heard me make the case for why this project is the perfect project and the right one for the development. But let's not forget the reasons. So let's go over them again. There are four of them. Number one, this project is located right in the heart of downtown where we want the revitalization to occur. Number two, this is not just a high rise. It's not just a parking deck. It's not just a restaurant. It's residential. It's business. It's retail. It's a liquor license on Main Street. It provides its own parking. And yes, it includes a college, the first anywhere in Hunterdon County. It's all those things. It's a beautifully thought out and integrated solution to many of the problems that small towns face these days. Reason number three, this project will single-handedly contribute to the borough coffers and reduce municipal taxes by 10% or more for all businesses and residences. And number four, this project comes with a developer who has the means and the know-how to get it done, Jack Cust, and there's no better testament than his ability to work with the college, with Georgian Court, and bring them in here so early in the project. So thank you, Jack, for your ability to get this done. I hope everyone sees that this is a clear sign that this project is moving forward. The developer sees the potential. The college sees the potential. And so I say to everyone in Flemington, let's keep our eye on the ball and get this done. Thank you.
At this point, I would just open it up for Q&A if anyone has any questions for Dr. Marbach or myself or Phil, Mayor Greiner. And proceed to refreshments in the back, but if anyone has any questions, please feel free.
Yes. Jack and Dr. Marbach, what kind of a timeline do you envision for putting this all together?
Joe and I have talked about this. You want to express your thoughts?
Well, with the timeline for the development, we would foresee offering courses probably for the fall 2019 semester, where we would be in location. The building should be up at that point, and we'd be able to offer them. We will have an opportunity to offer online courses as we're expanding our online offerings, and in January we'll be expanding criminal justice, business administration, and an MBA program. So those courses will actually be available in the process of marketing it. I didn't get a chance to mention, we have many of our team members are here. I mentioned Bill Barry, our provost, is here. Justin Roy, the dean of admissions, is here. They've been key partners in planning out our partnerships with Hunterdon Medical, with Raritan Valley, and with the courses that we'll be able to offer. One other person in the room I need to mention, too, is our board member, Mike LaFerrera, in the back. So. There you go, Mike. What an introduction. Mike has been instrumental in introducing us to Jack and
please stand
and
up. Please stand up. And Gail.
Gail Towns, our executive director.
If I could just add on a timeline comment, and I think it's important to hear from Joe that we're talking about 2019. You know, people, when we sit in some of these planning meetings and we have discussion and people get up and say that, you know, your redeveloper agreement's for 10 years, you're going to tie this up for 10 years. That's just a formality and a legality, just to protect everybody. We have no intention of this taking 10 years. As soon as we get this approved, we will start, we will break ground next year, we are ready to go. We have a lot of people lined up to support this project in various ways, and we want to move this as quickly as possible. One of the things that needs to be noted also is this was set up as two phases. This may not be two phases. It may all be done at once. So we're looking at all those alternatives and with the idea of bringing education to Hunterdon County as quickly as possible. Anyone else? Okay. I think thank everyone for coming.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9800.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I am retiring today.
Breaking news. As Democratic Congressman John Conyers of Michigan says he will not be stepping down, but he will not seek re-election in the midst of sexual harassment allegations against him. Conyers saying on a Detroit radio station he wants his seat to stay in the family, though.
My oldest boy, John Conyers III, who incidentally I endorsed to replace me in my seat in Congress.
Conyers endorsing his son, John Conyers III, to replace him. He spoke from a Detroit hospital where he's been treated for stress-related issues. A huge wildfire sweeping through Ventura County, California, now over 32,000 acres have burned since it began just yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, everyone. Proactive has an incredible offer for our listeners only. Stay tuned for a 100% risk-free offer that includes a free deep cleansing brush and free shipping. Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With Prescription Strength Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. There's no better time to try Proactive. Today, we're letting all listeners try Proactive 100% risk-free. Plus, they're giving away a free deep cleansing brush and free shipping when you call right now. 800-772-7610. You heard right. A risk-free trial of Proactive, a free deep cleansing brush, and free shipping. Take it from me. Proactive really works. So here's the deal again for our listeners. For $19.95, you'll get Prescription Strength Proactive, plus a deep cleansing brush valued at $55, totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 800-772-7610. That's 800-772-7610. One more time, ready? 800-772-7610.
Ireland's reached an agreement with Apple to begin collecting about $15 billion in back taxes. The Irish government at first had fought the ruling, but now Kevin Ossebeck brings us up to date from Brussels.
Last year, the European Commission ruled Apple got a special and unfair tax break. The EU investigation revealed at times the company was paying a tax rate of less than 1%. At first, Dublin refused to collect the back taxes, which prompted the Commission to refer to the European Court of Justice. Apple is still appealing the Commission's decision, so the back taxes it pays for now will go into a blocked bank account.
President Trump's being pushed by an organization representing nearly 60 nations to back off recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. The Organization of Islamic States saying that such a move would be naked aggression and would cause the U.S. to lose its mediating role in the Middle East. A decision from President Trump's expected within the next few days. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
A Netflix limited series.
Where are all the men at?
Dead.
In a town full of ladies, it's ripe fruit for the wicked.
This is the bloody business up north of Frank Griffin.
When he finds out who's living here,
God help you folks.
Mister, we're a lot stronger than you think we are.
Starring Jack O'Connell, Michelle Dockery, and Jeff Daniels.
This here's Godless Country.
Godless. Welcome to No Man's Land. Only on Netflix.
The Supreme Court today hearing arguments in the case of a Colorado baker who refused to bake a cake for a gay wedding. The baker claiming that requiring him to make the cake would violate his freedom of expression. The couple he turned down says refusing to serve gay customers is illegal discrimination. President Trump will be on the road this weekend heading to Mississippi, and Mississippi is preparing to welcome him, as we hear from Randy Bell.
Trump is expected to be in Jackson Saturday as the state wraps up its bicentennial celebration with the opening of the new History and Civil Rights Museums. The Museum of Mississippi History takes a broad look at what's happened here even before we became a state, and the Mississippi Civil Rights Museum focuses on the struggle that put us in the national spotlight for three decades. With the Department of Archives and History says it doesn't pull any punches.
It is a story that needs to be told, Mississippi being the state that lynched more African Americans than any other state.
And the museum gives special attention to the most notorious crimes, including the murders of Emmett Till, Medgar Evers, and three civil rights workers in Neshoba County.
And a new Star Trek film could be in filmmaker Quentin Tarantino's future. As the online magazine Deadline is reporting, he sold Paramount on what he called a great idea for a Star Trek feature. The studio is reportedly now putting together a group of writers to turn it into a movie. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon, a special edition on HuntingChamber.com. We finished up at around 11 o'clock a special press conference that took place here at the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce. And that press conference had to do with the redevelopment plan that's being headed by Mr. Jack Cust Jr. In that plan, a strategy to bring a younger demographic into Flemington. And that plan had the concept of bringing a college to Flemington, or at least a satellite office, a satellite building or location of a college. And I must say, in all the other things that were going on with Mr. Cust's plan, that was the one that seemed the most obscure, the most abstract. It was hard to get your head around what college would open up here in Flemington. Well, that answer was delivered today. And Georgian Court College of Lakewood, that has a number of different programs, including nursing, has made an announcement today, along with Mr. Jack Cust Jr., that they were going to, in fact, be the college that would be having a satellite location here in Flemington. And in this particular press conference, we heard a question was asked about when that would take place. Right now, if things go according to plan, and that's a hard thing to say because there's so many aspects to any type of redevelopment, much less a one as significant as this one, would be fall of 2019. That is merely less than 2 years away, that a building would be in place, that professors would be on campus, that students would be here. So there's a lot of things that have to go on between then and now, or now and then, and we need to see if all those things can happen. But the fact is that these folks, the borough council, the Jack Cust Jr. developer, the Georgian Court president, and the freeholders and everybody else are on board with this being a significant event and a significant improvement and clarity to the project. Again, the press conference lasts about 18 minutes, and we're going to play it in its entirety for the second half of the show, and we'll be back right after that. The press conference that took place today on December 5th, 2017.
Well, good morning, everyone. My name is Chris Phelan, and I'm the president of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. And on behalf of our board of directors and our membership, I just want to welcome everyone to this, our recently established new home of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. This is truly an exciting day, not only for Hunterdon County, for the business community, for the borough of Flemington, as we turn another chapter forward in the revitalization of our county seat. The Chamber took a risk when we purchased this historic large house last year and began the extensive restoration that's still underway. But like any good business decision, it was a well-calculated investment in the future of our communities here in Hunterdon. Our goal, ultimately, which is the creation of the Center of Business and Entrepreneurship, which goes online in the rear annex in 2018, will be another exciting investment towards a prosperous future for all. Today's announcement, which complements the vision of Courthouse Square, is another step in the right direction for the future viability of not only Flemington, the entire county of Hunterdon, and our region on the whole. I'd like to welcome Dr. Marbach to the Courthouse Square. Thank you. Thank you, Chris. Good morning and welcome, everyone. This is a very exciting day. Several years ago, our Freeholders commissioned a comprehensive economic development study for Hunterdon County. This report, also known as SEDS, highlighted some of the needed initiatives for our county. In this report, it recommended the need for a formidable mixed-use center, town center, that would also serve to protect our open space. It highlighted the need for Hunterdon County to have its own four-year higher education institution, as we are the only county in New Jersey without higher education. It specifically pointed to the need to revitalize Main Street, Flemington, and the Union Hotel, as that area is the centerpiece of our county seat in Flemington. These initiatives were the driving force behind the creation of Courthouse Square. Courthouse Square is a beautifully planned mixed-use town center designed by the well-known firm of Minow & Wasso out of Lindbergh, New Jersey, and is comprised of a 100-room hotel, 222 residential units, and 32,000 square feet of retail and restaurant space. The two most significant structures, the Union Hotel and the Hunterdon County Bank Building, will be preserved in place with their exteriors intact. The interiors of the building will be completely remodeled. The four-story Union Hotel has beautiful new suites on the top two floors, meetings and conference rooms on the second floor, and a new restaurant and lobby on the first floor. This fabulous town center will also be anchored at one end by the historic and famous Hunterdon County Courthouse, and at the opposite end by a beautiful new 45,000-square-foot medical and education building. It is with great pleasure and an honor to announce this morning that Georgia Court University has selected Hunterdon County and Flemington's Courthouse Square to expand their great university into our region and has signed a letter of intent to occupy up to 30,000 square feet in Courthouse Square. Georgian Court University is one of New Jersey's leading universities, and I want to thank Dr. Joseph Marbach and his Board of Trustees for their commitment to our community. Before I introduce Dr. Marbach, I want to take this opportunity to thank the many stakeholders that are here today. Their collaboration and support have been instrumental to making this day a reality. First, the Hunterdon County Freeholders, who have adopted a formal resolution endorsing and supporting Courthouse Square. Our freeholders are doing a fabulous job of overseeing and steering our county's future. I also want to thank the Hunterdon Medical Center, led by Bob Wise, its president, and his ongoing commitment to provide great health care system to Hunterdon County and expanding into downtown Flemington. Bob is collaborating with Georgian Court to provide advanced degrees in nursing and health care. I also want to acknowledge and thank the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Chris Phelan and his board have publicly advocated their support for Courthouse Square, and we thank them for their significant time and dedication to this project. Last but not least, I want to thank Flemington Mayor Phil Greiner and the Borough Council for their vision to be receptive to new ideas and to have the courage to look to the future while balancing the respect for our history. Their leadership has been instrumental. The collective support of all of these individuals were tremendously important to this endeavor. I would now like to introduce Dr. Joseph Marbach, who will share more on his thoughts and plans. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jack. And I want to thank the communities of Hunterdon and Flemington for welcoming us in such a great way. It's our pleasure to help come and serve the needs of Hunterdon County. For those who aren't familiar with Georgian Court University, we were founded in 1908 by the Sisters of Mercy, originally in Watchung, right down the road, not too far, and relocated in 1923 to Lakewood, New Jersey. As part of our Mercy heritage, our mission is to serve the underserved. Usually this means economically underserved, but Hunterdon and Flemington offer us a great opportunity to serve those who are geographically underserved. In many ways, Hunterdon County represents an education desert. We've often heard of food deserts in urban cities. Hunterdon is an education desert. And Georgian Court is happy and pleased to help fulfill the needs of this county and this community. We are also engaged in expanding our outreach throughout central and southern New Jersey. In many ways, Georgian Court University is central and southern New Jersey's only Catholic university. Part of our outreach includes efforts to expand Catholic higher education to our high school partners. And so last year we signed an agreement with Immaculata High School in this region to guarantee their students automatic admission and specialized scholarships if they attend Georgian Court University. We hope to expand that through our efforts and our presence here in Hunterdon. We know that today's students require convenience. And part of the opportunity that Flemington offers us is the ability to provide transfer students and adult learners a convenient location to complete their education. This will include traditional classes, but also hybrid classes, where students take courses every couple of weeks, they do work online, and then meet with their instructors. We think the partnership that we're developing with the Courthouse Group will enable us to find that perfect location where we'll meet the needs of the residents of Hunterdon County and Flemington in particular. The programs that we'll be offering will be market-driven. As Jack mentioned, we've been in conversations with Hunterdon Medical Center to talk about their needs and how they can service the needs of the community. We're looking at health sciences and programs such as population health, patient navigator. We're looking at how we can expand nursing education and grow on the programs that Hunterdon has with Raritan Valley Community College and offer an RN to BSN degree program. We're also in discussion with Raritan Valley about that degree completion program and how their students, particularly the Hunterdon County students who attend Raritan Valley, will be able to complete a bachelor's degree here in Flemington in a timely fashion at a discounted, affordable price. Part of our mission is to provide affordable, accessible education to the residents of central and southern New Jersey, and we believe this location offers us a great opportunity to expand the Georgian Court footprint. Finally, I do want to take a moment to talk about Georgian Court's history at preserving New Jersey's heritage. Georgian Court sits on the picturesque former estate of George J. Gould. The 156 acres include an arboretum that has been nationally recognized and architecture that stems back to 1898. The area is a National Historic Landmark, and Georgian Court has taken steps to repurpose those buildings so that they're not only preserved in their exterior and interior, but also serve the needs of new generations. We are just pleased, as I cannot express how pleased Georgian Court is at the welcome we've gotten here and how we think we can help make a difference as Hunterdon County transforms itself, and Georgian Court is pleased to be a partner. So, Jack, thank you very much for this opportunity. We appreciate it.
So I think you can see this is a very exciting day as we welcome Georgian Court and Dr. Marbach into our community. And we're very, very excited for this. And we're going to have a couple more speakers. First, I'm going to have John Lanza say a few words, our freeholder. And John is the perfect person because he's also an Immaculata graduate.
Thank you so much, Jack. First, I didn't really know why he wanted me to speak, whether it was because I was a freeholder or because I was socially promoted through three Catholic schools. So thank you very much for the kind words. And I also would be remiss if I did not call your attention. We have two other members of the Freeholder Board here, Suzanne Legay and John King, my colleagues. We are in full support of this project. And thanks to the vision of Jack Cust and his partners, we have Georgian Court University, welcome. Hunterdon County has been devoid of any sort of higher education for as long as I can remember. We're in that desert, right? We're getting out of the desert. What this represents is an infusion of life, vitality, and youth into our county seat and a new birth for our county. And I could not be more thrilled to be here, standing here, on the day that we welcome George and Court University to Flemington. And I also wanted to thank Mayor Greiner and the council for your courage in getting all this together, getting this through. We all know that Hunterdon County is a great place to live. Now it's a great place to learn. What we have done in this county is we raise our kids. It's the safest place to live. It's the best place to educate them, K through 12. They're in the best schools, and then we send them away. We don't want that. We want people to want to stay here. And they can stay here now that George and Court is going to be here in our county seat. So I couldn't be more thrilled to be part of this and to say welcome and thank you. And you have the full support of the County Freeholder Board for this project and bringing higher education into Flemington. Thank you.
Our final speaker, last but not least, Mayor Phil Greiner.
Good morning. I would like to also acknowledge my council colleagues, Brian Swingle and John Gorman, who are here. I don't see the others, but I appreciate their help and the council's in moving this along. Dr. Marbach, welcome to Flemington. This is a great day for Flemington, as everyone has said so far, so I don't need to keep saying why it is. This college is the leading edge now of a project that promises to transform Flemington and move it forward while retaining its history and the appeal that we all know that it has. Now, some of you have heard me make the case for why we need development. Some of you have heard me make the case for why this project is the perfect project and the right one for the development. But let's not forget the reasons. So let's go over them again. There are four of them. Number one, this project is located right in the heart of downtown where we want the revitalization to occur. Number two, this is not just a high rise. It's not just a parking deck. It's not just a restaurant. It's residential. It's business. It's retail. It's a liquor license on Main Street. It provides its own parking. And, yes, it includes a curse anywhere in Hunterdon County. It's all those things. It's a beautifully thought out and integrated solution to many of the problems that small towns face these days. Reason number three, this project will single-handedly contribute to the borough coffers and reduce municipal taxes by 10% or more for all businesses and residences. And number four, this project comes with a developer who has the means and the know-how to get it done, Jack Cust, and there's no better testament than his ability to work with the college, with George and Court, and bring them in here so early in the project. So thank you, Jack, for your ability to get this done. I hope everyone sees that this is a clear sign that this project is moving forward. The developer sees the potential. The college sees the potential, and so I say to everyone in Flemington, let's keep our eye on the ball and get this done. Thank you.
At this point, I would just open it up for Q&A if anyone has any questions for Dr. Marbach or myself or Phil, Mayor Greiner. Don Lanza, if not, we can proceed to refreshments in the back. But if anyone has any questions, please feel free.
Yes. Jack and Dr. Marbach, what kind of a timeline do you envision for putting this all together?
Joe and I have talked about this. You want to express your thoughts?
Well, with the timeline for the development, we would foresee offering courses probably for the fall 2019 semester, where we would be in location. The building should be up at that point, and we'd be able to offer them. We will have an opportunity to offer online courses as we're expanding our online offerings. And in January, we'll be expanding criminal justice, business administration, and an MBA program. So those courses will actually be available as well. So we'll go into the process of marketing it. I didn't get a chance to mention, we have many of our team members are here. I took mention Bill Barry, our provost, is here. Justin Roy, the dean of admissions, is here. They've been key partners in planning out our partnerships with Hunterdon Medical, with Raritan Valley, and with the courses that we'll be able to offer. One other person in the room I need to mention, too, is our board member, Mike LaFerrera, in the back. So, there you go, Mike. What an introduction. Mike has been instrumental in introducing us to Jack and
please stand
and
up. Please stand up. And
Gail Towns, our executive director.
If I could just add on a timeline comment, and I think it's important that it's important to hear from Joe that we're talking about 2019. You know, people, when we sit in some of these planning meetings and we have discussion and people get up and say that, you know, your redeveloper agreement's for 10 years. You're going to tie this up for 10 years. That's just a formality and a legality, just to protect everybody. We have no intention of this taking 10 years. As soon as we get this approved, we will start and we break ground next year. We are ready to go. We have a lot of people lined up to support this project in various ways, and we want to move this as quickly as possible. One of the things that needs to be noted also is this was set up as two phases. This may not be two phases. It may all be done at once. So we're looking at all those alternatives and with the idea of bringing education to Hunterdon County as quickly as possible. Anyone else? Okay. I think thank everyone for coming.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
¿Sabía que de cada cinco personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
Everybody over there,
get on up.
Everybody right there,
get into it.
Everybody right there,
get involved.
Everybody, you.
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I am retiring today.
Breaking news. As Democratic Congressman John Conyers of Michigan says he'll be stepping down from his seat and won't be seeking re-election in the midst of sexual harassment allegations against him. Conyers saying on a Detroit radio station he wants his seat to stay in the family, though.
My oldest boy, John Conyers III, who incidentally I endorsed to replace me in my seat in Congress.
Conyers endorsing his son John Conyers III to replace him. He spoke from a Detroit hospital where he's been treated for stress-related issues. A huge wildfire sweeping through Ventura County, California, now over 32,000 acres have burned since it began just yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, everyone. Proactive has an incredible offer for our listeners only. Stay tuned for a 100% risk-free offer that includes a free deep cleansing brush and free shipping. Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With Prescription Strength Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. There's no better time to try Proactive. Today, we're letting all listeners try Proactive 100% risk-free. Plus, they're giving away a free deep cleansing brush and free shipping when you call right now. 800-772-7610. You heard right. A risk-free trial of Proactive, a free deep cleansing brush, and free shipping. Take it from me. Proactive really works. So here's the deal again for our listeners. For $19.95, you'll get Prescription Strength Proactive, plus a deep cleansing brush valued at $55, totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 872-7610. One more time, ready? 800-772-7610.
Ireland's reached an agreement with Apple to begin collecting about $15 billion in back taxes. The Irish government at first had fought the ruling, but now Kevin Ossebeck brings us up to date from Brussels.
Last year, the European Commission ruled Apple got a special and unfair tax break. The EU investigation revealed at times the company was paying a tax rate of less than 1%. At first, Dublin refused to collect the back taxes, which prompted...
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
The House and Senate are now negotiating the final bill, and I cannot wait to sign these giant tax cuts and reforms. I mentioned tax cuts, but it's also reforms. But I'm looking forward to signing it. It'll be the largest tax cuts by far in the history of our country.
President Trump earlier today in a cabinet meeting discussing the tax cut plan. President Trump also weighed in on the possibility of a government shutdown.
The Democrats are really looking at something that is very dangerous for our country. They are looking at shutting down. They want to have illegal immigrants, in many cases, people that we don't want in our country. They want to have illegal immigrants pouring into our country.
And quite the busy day for the president, as moments from now, President Trump will announce that he will instruct State Department to begin a multi-year process of moving the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem. This is USA Radio News.
This holiday season, give your family and friends the gift of amazing, vibrant, healthy hair all year long with the impressive Ovation Hair Holiday Gift Set. You get 7 best-selling Ovation Hair products in 1 gorgeous gift box ready to put under the tree. And every gift box includes the proven Ovation Cell Therapy Hair and Scalp Treatment, stronger, longer, healthier-looking hair. It's the perfect gift, and what a great price. The Ovation Holiday Gift Set is already specially priced at nearly 60% off retail. But this week only, buy as many gift sets as you like and get free shipping on your entire order. At this price, buy one for all your family and friends and stock up for yourself, too. Hurry, the gift sets sell out every year. Go now to OvationHair.com. Order your gift sets today and get free shipping now through Friday. New customers, select USA Radio at checkout and get an additional introductory discount. OvationHair.com.